who gives this woman to be married? Thank you, sir. Jane. Wait for the child to get my hand. Jane, will you have this man to be your husband? To live together in the covenant of marriage? Will you love him, comfort him, honor and keep him, in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful to him as long as you both shall live?
I will.
She said yes. Lee, will you have this woman to be your wife, to live together in the covenant of marriage? Will you love her, comfort her, honor and keep her, in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful to her as long as you both shall live?
I will.
Does anyone present know any just cause why these two should not be joined in holy matrimony? Speak now or forever hold your peace. All right, you passed. That's good. Now I want this response to be loud. Since no one's speaking up, this next one needs to be loud. Will all of you witnessing these promises do all in your power to uphold these two persons in their marriage? Okay, now if you'll face one another, please. Lee, if you'll take your right hand and yours, and repeat after me. In the name of God, I, Lee.
In the name of God, I, Lee.
Take you, Jane.
Take you, Jane.
To be my wife.
To be my wife.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poor.
For richer, for poor.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Until we are parted by death.
Until we are parted by death.
This is my solemn vow.
This is my solemn vow.
Okay. Jane, just take his hand. His right hand. Repeat after me. In the name of God, I, Jane.
In the name of God, I, Jane.
Take you, Lee.
Take you, Lee.
To be my husband.
To be my husband.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forth.
From this day forth.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and cherish.
Until we are parted by death.
Until we are parted by death.
This is my solemn vow.
This is my solemn vow.
Okay, use your hands. I'm going to have the rings. Bless, O Lord, these rings to be signs of the vows by which this man and this woman have bound themselves to each other through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Okay, Lee, you first. You take the ring and hold her ring finger. Jane, I give you this ring.
Jane, I give you this ring.
As a symbol of my vow.
As a symbol of my vow.
And with all that I am.
With all that I am.
And all that I have.
And all that I have.
I honor you.
I honor you.
In the name of the Father.
In the name of the Father.
And the Son.
And the Son.
And of the Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Spirit.
Okay, now if you'll take his ring finger. Oh, there's the ring. Don't want me to lose that. Lee, I give you this ring.
Lee, I give you this ring.
As a symbol of my vow.
As symbol of vow.
And with all that I am.
With all I am.
And all that I have.
All that I have.
I honor you.
I honor you.
In the name of the Father.
In the name of Father.
And the Son.
And the Son.
and the Holy Spirit.
And Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Would you hold this for me? Now, if you join both hands, please. Now that Lee and Jane have given themselves to each other by solemn vows with the joining of hands and the giving and receiving of rings, I pronounce that they are husband and wife. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Those whom God has joined together, let no one put asunder. Amen. Amen. I forgot to say, you may now kiss the bride if you like. If you'd like to get the candle.
Okay. Yeah.
The candle now. Now, if you would like, I'm going to have Jane and Lee kneel here. We've got to bring pads out. Sorry, guys. And if you would like to come and help us pray for them, lay hands on them as we do so, you're more than welcome. I invite you to come. Please kneel. Don't be shy. No choking.
Oh no, it went out.
It's all right. It's burning spiritually. That's right. Let us pray. Eternal God, creator and preserver of all life, author of salvation and giver of all grace, look with favor upon the world you've made and for which your Son gave his life, and especially upon this man and this woman who you've made one flesh in holy matrimony. Amen.
Amen.
Give them wisdom and devotion in ordering their common life, that each may be to the other a strength in need, a counselor in perplexity, a comfort in sorrow, and a companion along the way. Grant that their wills may be so knit together in your will, and their spirits in your spirit, that they may grow in love and peace with you and one another all the days of their life. Give them grace when they hurt each other to recognize and acknowledge their fault, and to seek each other's forgiveness and yours. Make their life together a sign of Christ's love to this sinful and broken world, that unity may overcome estrangement, forgiveness heal guilt, and joy conquer despair. Give them such fulfillment of their mutual affection that they may reach out in love and concern for others. Grant that all married persons who have witnessed these vows may find their lives strengthened and their loyalties confirmed. Grant that the bonds of our common humanity, by which all your children are united to one another, and the living to the dead, may be so transformed by your grace that your will may be done on earth as it is in heaven, where, O Father, with your Son and the Holy Spirit, you live and reign in perfect unity, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, now you can step back a little bit. I have a final blessing to give. You're free to stay up. I just want to have some room here to most gracious God, we give you thanks for your tender love in sending Jesus Christ to come among us, to be born of a human mother, and to make the way of the cross to be the way of life. We thank you also for consecrating the union of man and woman in his name. by the power of your Holy Spirit, pour out this abundance of your blessing upon this man and this woman. Defend them from every enemy. Lead them into all peace. Let their love for each other be a seal upon their hearts, a mantle upon their shoulders, and a crown upon their foreheads. Bless them in their work and in their companionship, in their sleeping and their waking, in their joys and in their sorrows, in their life and in their death. Finally, in your mercy, bring them to that table where your saints feast forever in your heavenly home. Through Jesus Christ, who with you in the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Please rise. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, and keep you. The Lord mercifully with His favor look upon you and fill you with all spiritual benediction and grace, that you may faithfully live together in this life and in the age to come have life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Please step forward onto this step and turn around. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to present to you Mr. and Mrs. Bronson. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with
you.
Thank you, man.
You're going to get a hug this time, brother. Congratulations.